All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up on page Mem Aleph. We started yesterday, Parak Dalet in Mesilas Yesharim. So writes the Ramchal, V'hine behisboninos hazeh ha'aras ha'aras b'hadarga. So, b'hadrag, remember again, so in yesterday's shir, so we were talking about, in this chapter, the way to acquire the midah of zihirus. So if you remember again, what the Ramchal explained is that the way to do that ultimately is through Torah. Torah, learning Torah, reminds us we have responsibility. Responsibilities remind us that we are responsible. And ultimately, again, if I am responsible, that means that I must begin to contemplate the level and extent of the responsibility vested in me and how I can best accomplish it and self-actualize. V'hine. Remember again, within this level of contemplation that is created through the learning of Torah, there are many different levels. In other words, what the Ramchal is saying is as follows. Essentially, what we just got finished saying was that a person has to contemplate the fact that we are beings with responsibility, responsible beings. And because I have responsibility, therefore, by definition, I have an obligation to fulfill that responsibility. So Ramchal just says, explains over here, that different people interact on page Mem Aleph, different people react to this in different ways. He says, L'shleme hadas, l'pchus mehem, u'l'chol ha'amon kulom. So he says, there are different levels of people. There's what he calls Shleme hadas. So Shleme hadas means people who are pretty on a pretty high level, literally, complete das, complete understanding. We'll call this people who are on a relatively high spiritual level. P'chusimehem, those who are on a level a little bit below that. And then the third group is l'chol ha'amon kulo, the rest of klal yisra, right? The rest of people. He goes on, l'shlemi hadas, so for those people who are what we call shlemi hadas, those individuals on a higher spiritual level, again, of complete understanding. So if somebody is on already a high level, so how do they go ahead and kind of interact or actualize this concept? So he says something amazing. Kirak hashlemus hu davar harawi, page membeis, sheichamed mahem, velo zulas zeh. So for the people who are shlemi hadas, people on a higher level, ultimately again, what they yearn for more than anything is shlemos, right? They want completion. Their goal in life is to feel shalem. This is the highest level. A person wants to feel shalem. And when a person wants to feel shalem, when a person wants to feel whole, so the worst failure for that person is to feel chaser, to feel deficient. So in this cohort of Shlemi Hadas, when you explain to them that ultimately, again, the way to become complete, the way to become whole, is ultimately, again, through everything we described beforehand, discovering the Tov Ha'amiti, and figuring out what midos, what character traits, what actions do I need ultimately to get there. And you tell that person, listen, here's the deal. If you identify the Tov Ha'amiti, you identify the actions that will get you there. You identify the character traits that'll get you there. You go ahead and you internalize and you act upon those. You divorce yourself from the things that will derail you. So ultimately, again, for those people, that's enough. Tell me what I need in order to be shalim. I don't want to feel chaser. I don't want to feel deficient. I don't want to feel diminished. I only want to feel whole. So for the highest cohort of people, if you tell them what they need in order to feel whole and to escape from feeling deficient, that will be enough to spur them to action. Ki kvar nisbar eslam shim ha'emtsayim eila yim'atu lahem oim ha'emtsayim yiyu chaloshim v'lo b'chol chozek ha'mitztarech b'hem Hine lo yasigu bahem shlimus amidi, elo yigara mehem kafi mashi garohim bihishtad lusam. Venim soim chesre hashlimus. Mashuhulahem tsara gidola vera araba. Ultimately, again, all you need to do for this highest cohort is just simply explain to them what they need to do in order to feel whole, in order to feel complete, in order to feel shalim, and that is what they will do. Alkein lo yivcharu ela laharbos b'hem ulahachmir b'chol tanayim v'liyanuchu v'lo yishkitu midayga midavar penyechzar mehem mashi agia osam el hashlemos asher heim chafetim. One more line. V'hu mashi amar shlomo hamelech alav hashalom Ashrei Adam Mefachi Tamim. Shlomo said, praiseworthy is the individual who is always fearful. What a strange statement, right? Fear is not usually like the best of emotions. And certainly against someone who is always fearful, who perishes Zuchar Lebracha, Hahuba Divrei Torah Ksiv. What Shlomo Melech was saying was something different. Ashrei Adam Mefachi Tamim. Praiseworthy is the person who is always fearful. Fearful of what? Fearful of not living life to its fullest. Fearful of not fulfilling the dictates of Torah to their fullest. Fearful of not being shalim. Says Shlomo HaMelech. That's Ashrei Adam. That's praiseworthy, right? Father, right? So the David HaMelech said, Ashrei Yoshevei Veisechel, right? Praiseworthy is the one who dwells within the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shlomo HaMelech says, Ashrei Mefachit Tamid. That ultimately, again, praiseworthy is the person who lives in fear. What type of fear? The fear, he says, Bedivrei Torah Ksiv. And even if you look in the footnote, he says over here in footnote number 18, Bedivrei Torah, Mitoch Chashash Shelo Yekayim Karoy. Praiseworthy is the person who is fearful of potentially not going ahead and fulfilling the dictates of the Torah in the way they should be fulfilled. We'll say this is an incredible, incredible yisod. That what do you want out of life? So in this highest cohort, the Ramchal posits, what this chevra, this heilige chevra wants, what they want is shleimus. I just want to know that I am shalim, that I am whole. Not perfect, whole. Wholeness, shleimus, comes as a result of doing what you are supposed to be doing in life. And therefore, these individuals live a life of Ashrei Adam Mefachi Tamid. So they're constantly living in a state of fear. Am I going to fall short, ultimately, again, of what is required to reach a level of Shleimus? So it says Ramchal, so let's be, Hine Sof Zosa Madrega, Hinikre Siras Achit. So ultimately, again, the end of this Madrega, the end, the last step, so to speak, for this Chevra, is what he calls Yiras Achet. Now Yiras Achet doesn't just simply mean fear of sin, but Shehimina Meshubacho Sheba Madrego Shia Adam Yare Tamid Uvidoeg Vidoeg I'm sorry, Shia Tamid Vidoeg Pen Yimatse Biyado Ezo Shemet Chet Shiak Veo Minashlimus. Yiras Achet Rabosai means not just a fear of sin, not just like a fear that I'm going to commit an Avera, but a fear that I'm going to commit an Avera, and as a result of having committing Avera, what? I'm not going to be Shalim. I'm not going to be whole. Shiakveh min ha-shlemos asher yuchayiv lehishtadl ba'avuro. Va'alzeh amru zichron lebracha. We'll stop over here for today. But again, so just to kind of pull this together before we stop, so remember again, Ramchal in this parak is talking about how we acquire the midah of zihirus. How do I acquire the midah of contemplation, introspection, self-evaluation, to look at where I'm going in life and what I'm doing in life. So skipping for a moment Parag Gimel, right, and going now to Parag Dalid, the first step that Ramchal says is Torah. When a person learns, so again, like we said before, Torah teaches me responsibilities. If I have responsibilities, I'm a responsible person. If I'm a responsible person, that means I have the ability to accomplish something, and that pushes me to look at all the different aspects of Zihirus. But says Ramchal, even in Torah, there are different ways in which we get people to engage. On the highest level of people, what Ramchal calls the Shleime Hadas, those individuals, that cohort, which Halavai Vishwa Bizocha, one day to be a part of, but that Chevra is focused on one thing, Shleimus. What do I want out of life? What I want out of life is to be Shalim. to be as whole as possible, given the circumstances of my human finitude. That's my goal. That's my goal. How do I get there? Right? How do I solve? I get there through Torah. I get there through mitzvos. But for this chevra, they want shleimus. They want shleimus. And they want to avoid anything that will diminish the passive or will take away from that shleimus and make them feel chaser. So for this group who lives a life of Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamim, who lives a life of Yiras Hachit, ultimately, again, they will use Torah as a vehicle for shleimus, as a vehicle ultimately, again, for for that shleimus, for that avoidance, for that yiras hachit, and that will ultimately lead them to acquire the midah of zehira. So stop, we'll pick up with the other two cohorts, Emir Tzashem, on Monday. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.